It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to another session of the OCG Staff Training Series. This training is on the policies, procedures, practices, and protocols for the facilitation of assistance with the self-administration of client medication. In short, the process we call the med call. We will go over the procedures, protocols, and practices for a med call. There will be different procedures for regular medications, controlled substance medications, which we call hot meds, and narcotic replacement therapy medications, or NRT, such as methadone. The procedures for each will be identified separately. We will then go over the printed OCG medication policy and procedures. The med call. Med call usually occurs at fixed times during the day. For example, there are usually four fixed med calls: 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. However, it is common that in addition to these fixed schedule med calls, there are med calls that may occur at other times dictated by the time a client may need to take a particular medication. And due to the nature of the medication, there is no wiggle room for pushing into the fixed schedule the taking of that medication. Regular and OTC, or over-the-counter, medication. 5 to 10 minutes before a med call is scheduled, the staff on duty directs the chief of the house to call a med call throughout the house. The chief, or an expediter, is responsible for ensuring that all clients due to participate in the med call are lined up on a monad, which means no talking, outside the staff office. The staff on duty needs to request from the chief 1 to 2 pitchers of water and an appropriate number of cups for clients to use to wash down their medication. Clients are also allowed to bring their own water bottles to the med call for this purpose. At the scheduled time, the staff on duty begins the process of facilitating the med call. The medication cabinet is unlocked. The med files are made readily accessible. The first client is called to the med station in the staff office and is made to stand approximately 2 feet away from the med station. There is usually a mark on the floor indicating where the client is to stand. The client's med file and medication bag is pulled. The client is then asked what medication or medications, plural, they are taking for this med call. The staff locate in the med file the medication sheet for each medication that the client indicated they will be taking for this med call. The corresponding medication bottles are pulled from the client's medication bag. Staff must cross-check that the listed medication and dose on the med sheet matches and corresponds to the medication and dose printed on the medication bottle. Staff must also verify that the name on the medication bag and bottle are for the client seeking to get the medication. Once this cross-check and verification is completed, the staff person must state the medication and dose to the client. The medication bottle is then handed to the client. Staff must then ask the client to read back the medication and dose on the bottle. Note: these cross-checks and verifications are in place to eliminate medication errors, which serve to protect our clients, our staff, and OCG. The client is responsible for opening the medication bottle, removing the prescribed dose by pouring it into their palm, placing the medication bottle onto the med cabinet shelf, showing that dose to the staff person, and then consuming the medication. Staff check to ensure the client has swallowed the medication and that it has not been cheeked by asking them to open their mouth, stick out their tongue, move their tongue up and down and side to side. Once finished with consuming the medication, the client is responsible for resealing their medication bottle. The staff person returns the sealed medication bottle to the client's med bag. Note, the purpose of this specific procedure is to reduce or, if not eliminate, the amount of time a staff person must handle an open bottle of medication that is prescribed to a specific client. At this time, the staff person must document or log in the medication dose on the med sheet for the specific medication just consumed by the client by entering the date, the time, the dose, and initialing the entry in the next available box on the med sheet going left to right. This must be completed before moving on to the next medication or the next client. Repeat this procedure for each client. Hot medication. Hot meds are Schedule 1, 2, and 3 controlled substances medication as defined by the FDA. Hot meds also include benzodiazepines and stimulant medications. Some of our clients are taking hot meds for legitimate purposes. The procedures for hot meds are the same as for regular meds, except that hot meds are kept in a lockbox for all clients. Therefore, since there is no medication bag by client in the lockbox, the staff must find the medication bottle specifically for the client seeking medication and then follow the appropriate cross-check and verification procedures as identified under the regular medication procedures to ensure the client is receiving the correct bottle specifically prescribed to them. Also be advised that the cheeking of hot meds is more prevalent than with regular meds, so be sure to employ a vigorous mouth check to ensure the medication has been consumed. All documentation procedures apply. NRT medication. NRT medications are mostly used for clients with opiate or alcohol addictions. Clients on NRT medications have their weekly dosing supply packaged by the local NRT clinic and labeled for each client. The dosing packages are kept in the lock box. The procedures identified for regular and hot meds are implemented with the following exception. Staff are not allowed to open the dosing packages. The entire package must be given to the client, who then removes the dosing bottle for that day, reseals the package, and gives it back to the staff person. After consuming the dose, the client is given a magic marker or Sharpie and instructed to cross out their name and dose off of the empty dosing bottle, and then instructed to place the empty bottle in a special container at the med station designed for empty bottles. All documentation procedures apply. Prior to wrapping up the med call, request that the chief confirm that all clients, including those on bed rest, etc., have heard the med call. Some clients are on medication that they must take, meaning missing their medication could result in a medical emergency. This may include medications including, but not limited to, insulin, cardiac, blood pressure, high-dose antidepressants, anxiolytics, barbiturates, and benzodiazepine medications. Clients taking these types of meds are posted on a list in the med cabinet. Once the med call is complete, ensure all med files are returned to their proper place, and lock the med cabinet. Request that the chief have the water pitchers and cups returned to the kitchen. Make a note in the staff log that the med call took place at such and such a time and has been completed. And then sign and date your entry legibly. Notes. Ensure that clients using water to wash down their meds do so only at the med station. Ensure that clients do not take any medication bottles, empty or otherwise, away from the med station. If there is a discrepancy between the medication listed on the med sheet and the medication listed on the medication bottle, please resolve the discrepancy before proceeding with the facilitating of the med call for that client. It is okay to ask that client to wait until other clients have finished their med call before resolving the discrepancy. We will now review the written medication policy as a final overview. Orientation of staff in monitoring the self-administration of medication. It is the policy of Our Common Ground to have a procedure for staff to monitor the assistants with self-administration of client medication. Orientation and training of the staff in monitoring the assistants with self-administration of medication permits the clients to get medication as ordered whenever necessary. Never give medication without a doctor's order. Locate the client's medication log in their medical file. Confirm the correct time the medication is to be given by reading the information on the medication log and cross-checking with what is written on the medication bottle. Cross-check that the unit dose on the medication log corresponds exactly with the dose on the medication bottle. Verify that the client's name corresponds with the name on the medication bottle. Verbally state the prescribed dose to the client directly from the medication bottle. Hand the medication bottle to the client for the client to dispense the prescribed dose. Ask the client to verbally state the name and dose on the bottle. Retrieve the possession of the medication bottle. Ask the client to show the dose prior to the client consuming the medication. Check the client's mouth after consumption for cheeking. Document the facilitation of medication accordingly. Document the refusal of a self-administered dose, if applicable. Legibly sign and date for the facilitation of each self-administered medication. Narcotic replacement therapy, medication exception. All of the above procedures apply to the assistance with self-administration of NRT medication, except the following. Hand the private box or bag labeled for the client to the client for the client to remove one dosing bottle. Retrieve possession of the client's box or bag. Ask the client to verbally state the name and dose on the bottle. After dosing, retrieve the empty bottle from the client and return the client's box or bag to the locked cabinet. That completes the training on the facilitation of a med call for the EPA residential treatment facility. If you have any questions regarding this training, please feel free to email me directly at daytop@patbell.net. Thank you.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Ah, the most wonderful time of the year. Although, let's be honest, around the holidays, things really add up. But here's the good news. Only at Verizon, you can get a single line for $50 per month when you switch and bring your phone. So, while ice skating for two is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. Gifts for your third cousins? Steep. A single line with Verizon? Not so steep. A real tree? Pricey. A single line with Verizon? Less pricey. Flights to see Meemaw and Pops? Those are up. A $50 per month single line? That's down. Even a trip to the San Francisco Holiday Market will cost you more. But with Verizon, you can switch and bring your phone for just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome, with auto pay plus taxes and fees. All this to say, during the holiday season, when everything is costing more, you can get more for less right now at a local Verizon store. $15 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G, 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.